I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In days past, American cities were distinctive. Each had its own individual or regional characteristics. These days, the built environments of most American cities are interchangeable. That's why it's such a joy to find a city that looks unique. Santa Fe, for instance. This summer, the nonprofit Friends of Architecture Santa Fe is helping us understand the city's distinctive look with a series of walking tours. Leading them is architectural historian David Rash of the City of Santa Fe's Historic Preservation Division. David, you've spoken a lot about what you call the conundrum of Santa Fe architecture.
Yes. Back in the late 19th century, when we were trying to become a state, the federal government looked at us and said, "You don't really look American. You don't speak English." We had all these Native American languages, the Spanish village languages, and you live in these mud huts, so you don't look American. So we tried to look American by importing East Coast architectural styles. So we have the Romanesque cathedral, the French Gothic Loretto Chapel. There's a lot of different American styles of architecture in Santa Fe. And as soon as we became the state of New Mexico in 1912, we looked around Santa Fe and we said, "What have we done?" And we immediately started to formulate the Santa Fe style of architecture. We Puebloized some buildings, or we stuccoed over the brick facades to make them look more Santa Fe. Santa Fe style was created to attract tourism and people to come here to live. That's still a debate today. What is Santa Fe style? Because nowadays, architects are minimizing the vocabulary of architecture detail. So it's hard to say what Santa Fe style is because it does evolve. So we're in a conundrum again, as we were 100 years ago. What is Santa Fe style?
And as far as you're concerned, Santa Fe style is a blending of a lot of the styles that came before. And
correct.
It created a whole new thing. What were the influences on the Santa Fe style?
Yes, there are three influences. First of all, the Pueblo American architecture, which is very basic, very rectilinear, stone and wood. The Spanish influence is the ornamentation. When you look at the churches of Mexico, every inch ornamented and decorated, and curvilinear forms, very Baroque forms. That's in our Santa Fe style as well. You only see it in the corbels on the outside of buildings. And then finally, the Americanization period, when we tried to become a state, we imported those East Coast styles. So it's a blending of those three cultures.
One of the ideas of these tours is to get people talking about Santa Fe architecture.
Yes, it's because of the mission of the Friends of Architecture Santa Fe. A few years ago, the National Board of the American Institute of Architects decided that architecture was becoming too elitist and it wasn't part of our community. And so we formulated this Friends of Architecture group to bring architecture out to the community. And it's getting them to look at details that they never noticed before.
Historian David Rash and the organization Friends of Architecture Santa Fe are hosting walking tours of important downtown buildings this summer. The tours are free. No reservations are required. Dates are August 13th and September 10th. For details, visit architecturesantafe.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.